much respect for the young pianist Emmett Cohen. At 25, he's living the dream on his latest CD, Master's Legacy Series Volume 1, in which he is playing alongside a living legend and the great drummer Jimmy Cobb. Let's let Emmett tell you all about it.
My name is Emmett Cohen, and we're making a record with the great Jimmy Cobb. Jimmy Cobb is currently 87 years old, and he's the last remaining member of Kind of Blue. That's kind of how the public sees him at this point. He's been so many places and played with so many different people, everyone from Billie Holiday to Charlie Parker to Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Wes Montgomery, Miles, Sarah Vaughan. I know you play with Dinah Washington. I know you play with everyone. If you get him going, he could talk about it for days.
Tyler Rose, Cannonball, Wes Montgomery. Kenny Burrell, a long time ago.
Now, not only was this an opportunity to play with Jimmy Cobb, but it also was an opportunity for Emmett to be mentored by the jazz great, as he blessed him with so much invaluable information that needs to be passed down to the next generation. Alongside Emmett and Mr. Cobb are Yasushi Nakamura on bass and Goodwin Lewis on alto saxophone. They are on the Cellar Live label with the Master's Legacy Series Volume 1, Emmett Cohen featuring Jimmy Cobb, debuting in the number 5 spot this week. You're on the Cool Jazz Countdown. pianist Emmett Cohen alongside jazz great Jimmy Cobb, the last remaining member of that Kind of Blue LP, boys. Magic being made on the Masters Legacy Series Volume 1. You'll find it on the Cellar Live recording label, debuting at number 5 here on the Countdown. Count.
All right, thanks very much, Brother Bass. Now in the number 4 spot this week, it's the latest Heads Up recording from guitarist Peter White. His 15th CD overall is called Groovin', and it's in that number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
We got by. We got by. We got by. Lord knows we got by.
This week, the Cool Jazz Countdown remembers Milwaukee, Wisconsin native and vocalist Alwin Lopez Giroux, known better by his stage name, Al Giroux. He was born March 12, 1940, into a musical family, singing at an early age with his siblings. He speaks on it here back in 2003.
I had older brothers who would walk down the street with me, and we'd be going to church or to the store, and this is me and my little brother imitating an older brother, and finding out that it could be just fun and improvised, and that there was a whole school of people doing this.
As a youth, he sang in church and also with street corner harmony groups and local jazz bands. But he didn't pursue music full time until he was almost age 30. Giroux earned bachelor's and master's degrees and would relocate to San Francisco, where he worked as a rehabilitation counselor for people with disabilities. Ah, but the lure of jazz would become too irresistible, and by the late 60s, he had quit his day job to embark on a nightclub career, first on the West Coast, then in New York. By 1975, Al Giroux, then working with pianist Tom Canning, caught the attention of Warner Brothers Records. He earned critical acclaim for his debut the next year, We Got By. Giroux's first of 7 Grammy wins would come for Best Jazz Vocal Performance for the 1977 live album, Look to the Rainbow. Although he made his initial mark in the jazz world, Giroux's style, and his audience for that matter, transcended stylistic barriers. His music mixed elements of pop, soul, gospel, Latin, and other genres. Some of this can be heard in albums that followed in the early 80s, including 1981's Breaking Away, which includes the hit song We're In This Love Together, and also won Al the 1982 Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance for the album's title cut. Al Giroux took a break from recording during the better part of the 90s, but never slowed down from touring or performing, seen out and about during the decade with the likes of Joe Sample, Chick Corea, Kathleen Battle, Miles Davis, George Duke, David Sanborn, Rick Braun, and George Benson. Giroux received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in March of 2001, was back in the studio recording for Verve Records, and even made an appearance on the Season 5 American Idol Celebrity Duets episode in 2006. Al Giroux was reported to have fallen critically ill in 2010 while performing in France. He eventually recovered and then 2 years later would again fall ill, diagnosed with pneumonia, causing him to cancel several shows in France. Once again, Giroux would bounce back and return to an active performance and tour schedule. And in fact, in 2014, he released what would be his final CD project for Concord Records, a tribute CD celebrating George Duke called My Old Friend. According to Giroux's manager, Joe Gordon, Al was hospitalized for exhaustion and, following doctor's orders, canceled his upcoming tour dates and, in fact, announced retirement from touring just a few weeks ago. According to posts on his Facebook page and Twitter account, and then later confirmed on his website, Al Giroux, surrounded by his wife, son, and a few friends, passed away in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 12th, at about 6 a.m. local time. He was 76 years old. Known affectionately as the Acrobat of Scat, in a career spanning over 50 years with over 20 albums as a leader to his credit and a tireless performer to the end, Al Giroux remains the only vocalist to win Grammy Awards in the jazz, pop, and R&B categories. He will be missed, but his musical legacy will live on forever.
Incredible, incredible, incredible. Thank you, Cal. Well, family, we invite you to download the TuneIn Radio app to your smart device and search for the Cool Jazz Countdown. When you do so, you'll be able to give this week's survey another listen, as well as recent episodes of the show. You can also subscribe to the Countdown on iTunes. They'll download that podcast for you. You won't even have to worry about it, or you can go directly to our podcast site at www.countdown.podomatic.com. Well, Nora Jones is back on the scene with another stellar outing for the Blue Note recording label. That CD is called Daybreaks, and it's been in the top 10 for the last 2 months. But if you don't mind, I want to get one more in here by Al Giroux as we continue to pay tribute to him. Gone but not forgotten. Here he is with one of his biggest hits, We Got By. Al Giroux, Gone but not forgotten.
I hardly had a belly full. Never knew a new bicycle. Hand me down books and shoes. They brought the Yuletides in July. I rode a bus, a train, and sometimes strolling for miles to a movie show, singing the song Shoo-be-doo, while birds and rich folks flew right on by. But we got by. We got by. We got by. Lord knows we got by. Winter wishes wait till June. We brightened July with that hot dog fun. Tell your mama you're with Sue, baby. You bring some beans and I will find the wine. Them neon lights were brighter too. And sneaking back home with this girl named Joe, I hurried down to say I do. Instead, my first man shied in the eye. Oh, but we got by. We got by. Oh, we got by. Lord knows we got by. Sometimes I sing. Got a belly full, y'all.
can find me is that bicycle, working, praying June to June. And mama's got LA gleaming in her eye. Oh, and we got back. We got back. Yeah. Ooh, we got back. Lord knows we got back. See, we kept on walking. Loving and tugging and hugging and rubbing and sugging and bugging, laying, praying, swaying, letting and fretting and getting, begetting, lying and flying and crying and dying and sighing. We got back, yeah. We got back. Oh, we got back.
You gotta love him, man. Al Jarreau, God But Not Forgotten, my brother. Thank you so much for all the great music, and your memory will live on. The Room.
Yes, thanks, Brother Bass. Now, the last of six debuts on the survey this week comes to us from trumpeter and educator Terrell Stafford. With over two decades on the scene, Stafford has been hailed as, and I quote here, one of the great players of our time, a fabulous trumpet player, end of quote. Those are the words of legendary pianist McCoy Tyner. Now, this new CD by Stafford is the second installment of a series of recordings called Jazz Masters Unlimited, which showcases material written and arranged by saxophonist Herb Harris for Harris's independent label. Now, this time around, Harris entrusted the material to Stafford and his swinging quintet, featuring Tim Warfield on saxophone, tenor sax to be specific, Kevin Hayes on piano, Greg Williams on bass, and Rodney Green on drums. It's trumpeter Terrell Stafford with his latest for the Herb Harris Music Label. The CD's called Forgive and Forget, and it makes its debut in the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. Interesting concept here and a whole lot of swing. Trumpeter Terrell Stafford and his quintet. You'll find that one on Herb Harris Music, the second installment of the Jazz Masters Unlimited series. Terrell Stafford and quintet. CD's called Forgive and Forget, making its debut in the number two spot right here on the countdown. Lots of new stuff this week debuting, but bass. Somebody's not giving up that top spot.
Yeah, bruh. Bassist Nathan East. My. I mean, everything this brother plays on just sounds cool. Whether it was the music of Phyllis, Anita, Benson, Barry, Streisand, and countless others out there, the man just enhances your sound. Well, he continues to enhance his own sound on his second CD as a leader. Reverence is his latest masterpiece. It debuted at number one and has not looked back since that time over a month ago. Now, when asked why he chose Reverence as the title in an interview for NBC BLK, Nathan stated, quote, "The word came for a couple of reasons. We lost so many great artists last year. Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire passed away when I was recording. Natalie Cole, Prince. These were people that I not only revered. Maurice and Natalie, these were dear friends. They were sort of like mentors." End quote. Well, he has a few of his current mentors on the CD as well. Cats like Eric Clapton, Philip Bailey, and others. Let's go ahead and take a listen to bassist Nathan East. His latest for the Yamaha Entertainment Group. It is called Reverence, and it holds steady at number one here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Deep on this album here, Reverence, the latest of Nathan East, holding steady at number one. Doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Yeah, Nathan East doing his thing right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, that puts a wrap on the countdown for this week. Remember, you can give this and other recent episodes of the Cool Jazz Countdown another listen using the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone or tablet. We also welcome you to subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes, or you can download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you stop by and connect with us on our page, where you can share your thoughts on the show and check out jazz news you can use, links to reviews, commentary, photos, videos, and a whole lot more. Check us out and click that like button while you're there at facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, this is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.